The number of people who contacted the Domestic Violence Support Service, Women's Aid, increased by over 40% last year compared to 2019. Women reported high levels of emotional, physical, sexual and economic abuse from their partners, in some cases as a direct result of COVID-19 restrictions. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.
The level of fear, desperation and isolation experienced by thousands of women across the country last year is evident in this latest report by Women's Aid. In 2020, almost 30,000 people contacted the Domestic Violence Support Service. That's up 43% compared to 2019. The 24-hour National Helpline team heard over 22,600 disclosures of abuse against women, 16,200 of which were described as emotional abuse. The report also notes the impact that last year had on children. There were almost 6,000 disclosures of child abuse, up 24% on 2019, the majority emotional abuse. There were 318 reports of physical abuse and 50 reports of sexual abuse against children.
The chief executive of Women's Aid, Sarah Benson, said that domestic violence was a pandemic that long preceded COVID-19 but had been aggravated by it. On this programme, Ms. Benson said the thousands of calls for help received did not show the full extent of domestic abuse in Ireland.
We run the National Free Phone Helpline. We have Dublin-based services. We also act as a gateway to all of the local services around the country. And even with their great work taken into account, we know this is just the tip of the iceberg and that there's a huge proportion of those subjected to domestic violence and abuse who will be perhaps suffering in silence still.
And Women's Aid Helpline is 1800 341 900. That's 1800 341 900. The Cabinet is being updated today on the vaccination rollout and on the incidence of the Delta variant, first identified in India. The strain accounted for 20% of all new coronavirus infections reported here last week. The Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, described the increase and a number of outbreaks linked to the variant as concerning. From today, registration for a COVID vaccine is open to people who are 37 years old. The Environmental Protection Agency has said that Ireland has not met its 2020 targets for reduction of greenhouse gas emissions. The agency says that additional measures need to be identified and implemented across all sectors to achieve the 51% reduction in emissions outlined in the climate bill last week. Our environment and science correspondent, George Lee.
Despite a sharp fall in greenhouse gas emissions last year caused by COVID-19, Ireland has exceeded its cumulative 2020 greenhouse gas emissions target by 12 million tonnes. The latest plan was to have 70% of electricity generated here from renewables by 2030, to install 600,000 heat pumps and retrofit 500,000 homes for improved energy efficiency, to have 1 million electric vehicles on our roads by 2030, and a whole lot more. But the EPA says this is no longer nearly enough to achieve the targets set out in the new climate bill passed in the Dáil last Wednesday, and that the scale and pace of change needs to be significantly and immediately increased.
Work aimed at placing the site of the planned National Maternity Hospital in full state ownership has been described as ongoing, but the process is expected to take some time. It follows a meeting of the leaders of the three government parties last night. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane reports.
The next step in this process will see the Health Minister Stephen Donnelly meeting the St Vincent's Hospital Group and the Sisters of Charity to discuss the matter further. The government will not oppose a Dáil motion on the issue this week. The Social Democrats' motion will call for the new maternity hospital to be fully publicly owned. Separately, protocols currently being finalised by the Health Minister to ensure that partners of women giving birth are allowed into maternity units during labour will be sent to hospitals before the end of the week. The protocols would allow for what is called emergency attendances at the country's 19 maternity units.
The chief executive of Aer Lingus, Lynn Embleton, will tell an Oireachtas committee later today that restrictive travel policy and a lack of supports for aviation represents a critical risk to jobs in the industry and to the extent and number of flight connections which Ireland has. Ms. Embleton will appear before the Oireachtas Joint Committee on Transport and Communication Networks later this morning. In her opening statement, seen by RTE News, she describes as onerous travel restrictions between Britain and Ireland. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Take home heating efficiency to new levels with Grant's air-to-water heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
Overnight mist will soon clear to give a generally dry day with spells of hazy sunshine and light breezes. However, patchy rain will move into the west and north later. Highest temperatures will range from 15 to 20 degrees.